Charles Sturt University political researcher Dr. Troy Whitford said the military coup in Thailand marked a sad day for democracy, even though many ordinary Thai people will welcome the stability of military rule. Dr. Whitford from CSU's School of Humanities and Social Sciences in Wagga Wagga has recently researched voter behaviour in rural and regional areas of Thailand.
Thailand's enjoyed some of their greatest periods of stability under military rule. You know, and so in some ways they're saying, yep, well, this is good. At least we're going to have some peace and quiet. Others are saying this is a real step back for democracy. And it is a step back for democracy for them. But it will give them that stability that I think that the average Thai wants. You know, they want to be able to go to the market. They want to be able to make money, you know, like anyone else. Many are frustrated with this whole conflict because they see it as just two lots of elites fighting each other.
Dr. Whitford also warns that a stable Thailand is essential for the region.
With the economic turmoil going on, there's not going to be as much investment in the country, and they're also going to open themselves up to other foreign influences. Now, traditionally, Thailand's been pro-US. China's, though, been making a lot of inroads, and we don't want to lose that our influence or the West influence with it. You've also got insurgents that are spreading, and insurgents really feed well on instable government. So then you'll have more terrorist training, more problems with human trafficking, and that's the concern. So it's got to stay stable. That's the first thing. The second thing, it should really strive for proper democracy.